From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A new trial date has been set for the three American hikers taken into custody in Iran more than a year ago. NPR's Ted Robbins says they're facing spy charges.
The three Americans were set to go on trial 2 weeks ago. Iranian authorities have now rescheduled the trial for February 6th because one of the three, Sarah Shourd, was freed on bail but had not yet been summoned to return to Iran. She was released in September and returned to the U.S., Iran said, for health reasons. She has since said she is fine. Shourd's fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend Josh Fatal remain in an Iranian prison. The three Americans say they were hiking in a scenic area along the border with Iraq and accidentally crossed into Iran when an unknown border guard gestured for them to approach. Originally, they were only charged with illegally entering Iran. The spying charges were added later. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Washington Special Envoy for North Korea says Pyongyang's claim of a new uranium enrichment facility is provocative and disappointing, but not a crisis or even a surprise. Stephen Bosworth's remarks follow a meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Sung-hwan. From Seoul, Dwali Saikau-tao says the U.S. and the North's neighbors are reacting to reports that a visiting American nuclear scientist was shown a modern enrichment facility in North Korea.
Ambassador Stephen Bosworth arrived late Sunday and is meeting with South Korean officials only for one day before heading to Japan and China for more talks on North Korea's latest claim that it has constructed a facility now enriching uranium for electricity. A prominent American scientist, Siegfried Hecker, visited North Korea's nuclear laboratory 2 weeks ago and over the weekend published a report stating he witnessed some 1,000 centrifuges at a modern facility. Hecker says the military regime can configure this same facility to produce highly enriched uranium for nuclear weapons. Bosworth told reporters that North Korea's latest claim is no surprise, but added this is not a crisis, only the latest in a series of provocative moves by the North. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-tao in Seoul.
A 13-year-old American boy trying to turn the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea into a peace park has been detained by Chinese police after staging a brief protest near Tiananmen Square. Jonathan Lee was taken after he unfurled a sign saying peace treaty and nuclear-free DMZ Children's Peace Forest. Full body scans and pat-downs are causing an uproar among the traveling public, but Transportation Security Administration Director John Pistol says his agency is working to make the screening procedures as minimally invasive as possible. Pistol had earlier said on a Sunday talk show that passengers were just going to have to put up with more strident and uncomfortable screening in order to protect against terror threats. This is NPR News. Ireland says it has agreed to a financial bailout package from the European Union and International Monetary Fund to stem the flow of cash from its banks. Just a few years ago, Ireland's economy was booming. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowen made the announcement Sunday after several days of talks with EU and IMF officials. EU finance ministers say the loan package is necessary to safeguard Ireland's financial stability. The hope is the bailout will stop Ireland's fiscal crisis from spreading to other European countries. Global leaders met in St. Petersburg on Sunday. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that they talked about ways to address the world's fast dwindling tiger population.
Wildlife experts and politicians from 13 different countries, including the United States, are in Russia to discuss plans on how to revive the world's tiger population, which has plunged to about 3,200, down from an estimated 100,000 a century ago. Environmentalists say their habitat is being destroyed by deforestation and construction. They also say the animal's skin and body parts are being poached as well. The four-day summit is being hosted by Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Officials say they plan to approve a wide-ranging recovery program which will double the animal's population in 12 years. The program is expected to include a plan that addresses breeding and poaching, among other things. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
In New Zealand, mine officials are readying a high-tech robot to lower into a mine tunnel that will hopefully transmit pictures back to the surface and determine whether 29 miners missing since Friday's underground explosion are still alive. The robot will also assess toxic gas levels in the mine. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.